Oh, Stuart, how do you feel after that? You're out.
Well, I'm more upset with the first half performance. I said to the boys at half time, I think our first crossing was around about the 27th minute. I think our first tackle was probably around about the 40th minute. Our first corner was about around the 43rd minute. So you're not going to win games of football. They've come here and bossed us. But it was the manner of the first half, whether it was just nerves or whatever. We didn't get the ball down and played like we have done. And if anything, that's probably the worst 45 minutes since I've been in charge of the team. But credit to the boys, they had a goal second half. But again, we've got back into the game. And then we concede a goal from a straightforward free kick, which is very disappointing as well.
The manner of the free kick, I guess, you didn't like either, the way that it was conceded from Miguel.
Well, at the end of the day, the referee's got decisions to make, but the one thing you do know, you've got to defend your box properly. And I think the boy Church has just ghosted in and he's took his chance. But to be fair to the boys, a bit of credit, they've had a go, but again, you cannot win games of football by only playing for 45 minutes. As they've proven, that they've put a shift in for the full 90 minutes. So that's the disappointing thing. Like I say, we're on the back of beating Huddersfield on Saturday, where the effort and the commitment is, I don't mind getting beat. There's a manner in getting beat, and that's not the right way tonight.
Do you think it was the occasion that got to them?
That's the only thing I could think of. One or two boys got a bit nervous. It was a great turnout for the fans or anything like that. It was well supported. Whether it was nerves, only then the boys will tell us. But we tried keeping it as low-key as possible. Our preparation had been okay. But like I said to the players, if your game's not happening for you, it still doesn't stop you from running and tackling and putting your head in where it hurts. So that was a disappointing thing. Like I say, that probably, like I say, is probably the worst 45 minutes since I've been involved in the club.
The angriest you've been whilst you've been here?
Yeah.
In this post?
Yeah, they've missed a huge opportunity. Not only just who we're going to be playing in the next round, but when they look back over the careers and they've got a chance again to think, well, hang on a minute, how far can we get in this FA Cup? Home tie against Charlton. You would think if we're at it, with the commitment that we have been showing in the previous games, that wasn't a team that's been representing Sheffield Wednesday for the last few games as such. So that was a disappointing thing. And they've had a go second half, but again, the quality in front of the goal was probably not good enough as well.
What about the new Hugh chance? Have you seen it back? Did it cross the line?
I'm looking at the crowd's reaction and you look at players' reaction. I haven't seen it, but I don't know. At the end of the day, we haven't got goal line technology in the Championship as such, so whether it does get spread down to this league as well. But we didn't pepper the keeper enough first half. I don't think he had a touch to make, really, in the first half. So that's the disappointing thing, because we have been having teams penned back. In the end, it was Charlton that had us penned back in the first half.
We've not mentioned the first goal yet, and the build-up to that, Chris Maguire was suggesting he got a whack in the face. Is that how you saw that? It was difficult to tell from where we were. How did you read that?
Well, it's only a whack in the face. It's only a foul if the referee blows a whistle. So we've right from schoolboy age, you're taught to play to the whistle. And Chris Maguire's on the floor, but we've still probably got nine players still behind the ball that can stop the ball from coming in.
What about the fans? Because as you say, they turned out in numbers. Do you feel like you've let them down tonight?
We have let them down, big time. Obviously, all the excitement of who was the team in the next round, obviously playing Sheffield United. Because I want to go as far as I could in this FA Cup. And it keeps your season alive as well. Suddenly, like I say, I don't mind getting beat. It's the manner in which we got beat, and that's not acceptable tonight.
So what now? I mean, you're looking fairly comfortable in the table, although you tell me you're not safe yet. But this cup run was keeping it really interesting for the supporters. What do you look to get out of the games that are left now?
Well, we win as many as we can. But if we perform like that, you're not going to win games of football. We have to get back to what we do, the basics, running hard, working hard, closing teams down, making errors. And that's what Charlton have done to us tonight, and we couldn't handle it. That's the disappointing thing.
Injuries to come from it? I noticed Coke had his wrist bandaged. Any others?
Just a bit of pride, really. That's the big injury tonight, yeah.